Amaya found her passion for art while searching for a way to cope with the stark reality of her job.
Well, working as an interpreter at Children's Hospital, I did face a lot of struggles with life and death. When you face scenarios where only a patient and a doctor are supposed to be dealing with certain circumstances, situations, and I happen to be present, it's very impacting to see a mom, you know, losing their child and taking the last breath. And at some point, it started to get a toll on me. When you have a loss, it's a loss. It's either a life or a job or a friend or a boyfriend or a family member or a house. Our consciousness doesn't realize what it is. It just has the feeling of the loss. And so I had just lost my relationship with my kid's father and then constantly death at the hospital. So that was taking me to a very numbing stage, which is what most people want to reach, right? But I feel like when you get to a point where you're just numb, that you don't start caring, not for your job or your loved ones. And I just felt at some point I need more than just getting up and going to work and taking care of kids. And there was this nurse's assistant with a stone necklace. And then I asked her, and then she just shared that she was studying polarity and Reiki. And so I started asking her, what's that all about? And so I found those modalities to be my way out of that numbing stage of just living, just to live. And so I've been a Reiki master and a polarity practitioner for 10 years. And it was really more to understand the job that I do 24/7 and to help me deal with that and to understand why kids are sick and why kids don't make it and why there's so much struggles in the community, because I experienced this firsthand. I hear all these families come in through interpreting the lack of and the need of. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of made me find an outlet for my own healing process.